Jesus Christ. It's 1:17 and I'm just getting up. And I don't know why I was so tired. Oh, I woke up in the middle of the night and I couldn't get back to sleep for a while. That must have been what happened. I didn't realize it was this much. But here we are. Time to get going. I'm going to make this short because I got shit to do, man. I fucked up. Sleeping too late. Woman who died in December was planned witness in Flint water crisis case. Jesus. What's the case? They got fucked. And who's in charge of their water? Put them in fucking jail. Forever. And get them fucking water. Jesus. I've let this go, too. I gave some money to a charity like a while ago, but I haven't followed up. And this is what happens, is that people forget, and it gets fucked up. Things stay fucked up because the news moves on, and we forget. So I gotta look back into that today. Two students suspended after same-sex couple prom proposal at Alexandria High School in Alabama. Two students have been after. Oh, so they proposed a same-sex prom. This is what I'm going to have to read this because I cannot believe that the proposal saying, oh, look, there's gay students in this school, and they're like, oh, you're suspended because of Jesus. We're given in school suspension after a female student asked her girlfriend to the prom with her during another who helped her. So they did one of these like prom. They make a big deal out of asking somebody to the prom during class. That's what they do in school. I'm glad they didn't do that when I was in school because it would have been embarrassing. But it was just the fact that somebody asked, a girl asked another girl to the prom. And then the devil that asked, and then the someone helped her, so it's like you're assisting in this devil business of homosexuality in school suspension. This is the fucking, this still exists. I don't want to talk about Trump, but this fucking exists because we foster stupid fucking assholes and act like every opinion's valid. When every opinion is valid, not every opinion's valid. Not if you're like, my opinion is, my opinion is that cars, the emissions from cars that use gas contribute to global warming, and someone else says, my opinion is cheese. That's my opinion, cheese. It's like, okay, you're not having even a logical argument. You're a fucking, you're there's something wrong with you. Maybe we don't give, someone else, I'm not doing a good job of illustrating my point, partially because I slept too much. But if you don't understand this is fucking dumb, then please feel free to go fuck your mother. That's my counterpoint. Say, their point was, oh, these two students wanted to go to the prom together, and they're like, we should be able to ask each other to the prom, and they're saying, no. It says in the Bible something, even though this is a public school, you're allowed to believe what you want, but you're going to be suspended. And then my other point is you should have sexual intercourse with your mother. So, and that includes if she's dead. If she's dead, you could still have sex with your mother. You could dig up the corpse and then rub your genitals on the corpse until you have an orgasm. That would be my suggestion. Elon Musk sells all 20,000 flamethrowers, raised $10 million for the Boring Company. Why don't you sell more flamethrowers? You would have more money. I would have bought a fucking flamethrower. Flamethrowers are fucking... Those things are cool as shit. Those Elon Musk flamethrowers? But, I forget how much they were, but definitely more than I got. I gotta use the working man's flamethrower. Can of hairspray and a lighter. Good news for elephants. Major ivory market will close. Well, it's, yes it is. That's good news for elephants and, people who enjoy elephants. I like an elephant. Who doesn't like an elephant? When I was a child, I rode on one. That was probably mean. I didn't know that. And I was just put on top of one somewhere at the zoo. I forget when that happened. It wasn't like a trip to fucking, like, India or something. My family didn't take me to India. It was like in Virginia or some. They had elephant rides. And I enjoyed it, and I'm sorry to that elephant for having to work. Shouldn't have to do that. Shouldn't be in the zoo having to fucking have kids on top of you. Texas to execute a man who murdered his two daughters. Well, I'm not for the death penalty, but... it's kind of hard. That's the problem with death penalty. You're like, but we're killing this. He killed his daughters. We gotta kill him. Like, not really. What, you'd rather him live? I'm not saying I want. There's a lot of people I want dead. But that's what makes it okay for me to want them dead, is that they're not gonna be killed. Right? It's like, If I had a group of say mafia hitmen, I'm like, I want that person dead, and they're like, oh fine, we'll take care of it. Then they come back, oh shit, that's a problem. But I'm like, oh, I wish that person was dead. I wish this guy was dead on death row. I don't wish he was. I mean, yeah, sure, I wish he was dead, but I don't think he should. At the same time, I don't think this estate should murder a person because I think they should be dead. Kills two daughters. You think you'd be dead? Sure. I'm an idiot. Don't do what I say. I just don't think the state should be taking away people's lives. It's just fucking weird. Who? In role reversal, drug dealers take the stand at criminal trial of Baltimore police officers. So it's against the police officers and drug dealers and saying, hey, these cops are on the take, I'm guessing. You shouldn't deal drugs and you shouldn't be breaking the law, even if you're a cop. This would be like The Wire. What happened? Small-time drug... You see, they have to call him a small-time drug dealer. What? He's trying. Why you gotta call him small-time? But I guess, I guess that's satisfying if you're a drug dealer. To sit on a stand and be like, yeah. But then they'll say, well, how do you know that? I'm a drug dealer. Oh, now you're under arrest for drug dealing. I knew I shouldn't have come. It was a trap. Tinder can't charge older users more for premium services, California court rules. Well, luckily I haven't had to use the Tinder app, but that does sound wrong. You charge more for older people, don't they? I don't understand. Don't you want people from all groups to be using your app so you can advertise and target advertise? I guess it's the only game in town, so you're going to pay what you're going to pay. So maybe they think, well, you're a little bit older, you got a little more money, you won't mind paying a little bit more to go to get it on, to go meet up, go out on a date and find love, and maybe a little fuck, man. Tinder sounds like a goddamn nightmare. I don't know anybody that's happy with it. I don't like the idea of making a profile. That's just and communicate. No thanks. But hopefully I'll never have to do such a thing. All right, I'm going to go. This has been episode 360. So, wasn't great, but it's done. See you tomorrow. We love you.